This is Katie and Kay Carbondale. You're listening to Geek Speak. In-kind support comes from your membership and from Louis the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And from Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going very well.
Good.
All right.
Wow. I don't mean to throw a fastball at you here, but have you heard about this bug in the Google devices?
No.
You've been following that?
I haven't seen that one. I've been running around all day.
A bug in the software used by Google Cast devices such as Chromecast and Home can slow down or crash Wi-Fi networks. How's that for a problem?
Interesting.
Yeah. The problem, initially believed to be isolated to a particular router model made by TP-Link, appears to affect models made by other manufacturers, including Asus, Linksys, Netgear, and Synology. And complaints on a Google user forum brought the problem to light. Let's see. Earlier this week.
So Sunday?
Let's see what the fix is here.
So is there a firmware update? Or
this article is dated January 18th, so just a few days ago. And so I guess, let's see, let's talk about what exactly does, I know what the Chromecast does, right? That's a little, is that an HDMI stick that you plug into the back of your TV, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll basically allows you to access streaming content directly to your TV.
Yeah. So like, I know if you have if you're using Chrome on a Android device, or if you're using it on a PC or something, or a Mac, you can, it'll detect that there's a Chromecast available and you can cast
to it,
yep. Your media.
Which they kind of took that straight from Apple's playbook. Or maybe Apple took it straight from their playbook. I don't know.
I'd have to go look. I don't see who owns what patents.
But anyway, it's a very casting world. There's a lot of casting to be done out there.
Yes, and so, it's all wireless.
Yeah, definitely. Just pretty amazing. It's probably frying our brains, you know, all that casting going on.
You know, well, the sun's 1,000 watts, and those things are 0.25.
Okay.
Per square, and that's all right. That's what, like, when it comes out of the little antenna, and the sun's 93 million miles away.
Exactly.
So,
well, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, any little thing to help keep my coffee warm, it's all good.
Yeah.
So
you just need to turn on your 700 watt Wi-Fi so you can heat up your coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see. So they said it was affecting the Chromecast and then Home. Now, I can never keep up with all of Google's devices and the names for them because, you know, oh, looks like we got a call.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, geeks, it's Donna.
Hey, Donna.
How are you? Surprised to hear from me, I'm sure.
Well, I was just actually sitting here thinking I forgot to hit Donna up and have her call. So,
you know, I have it a reminder on my computer at 3:30 every day.
Oh, good.
Well, 3:30 California time. All right. I have a couple of things to chat about if you have a minute.
Oh, we sure do.
So make sure you always say your phone number, by the way. I always remind you that. But it's interesting. One of my friends who is really not on the cloud at all, like no Facebook, no nothing, he just bought a phone. Well, he's had a phone. It's called a track phone. Have you heard of track phone?
Those are those. Yes. They're burner phones, right?
I think so. T-R-A-C.
Yeah.
F-O-N-E. Yeah.
They're disposable.
It's a prepaid.
Yeah.
Phone service. Yeah. I think they may have a monthly service as well now.
As seen on Law and Order, right?
Yeah, no. I think. Oh, yeah, right. Anyway, he's been using that for like 5 years, but he only wants to do phone and text only.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked if he needed to use a Google account or anything, and he said no. He's been able to not have any email or anything associated because he doesn't download apps or anything. I'm really surprised to hear that in a way, but
yeah. Well, you know, it's for some people, it's just there are certain lines of work where it's just nothing but trouble, you know. It's like I'm just now seeing guys like in the construction industry have, you know, having them being forced into the digital age, you know, like my brother, for instance, just, you know, he just took a plumbing job a few months ago. And this, you know, company basically said, first of all, it's here's your iPhone and here's your iPad, and they're both connected. And he's got an app on, he has to do all his invoicing and everything on his iPad, and all his communications are done via iPhone, and it's not negotiable.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's, yeah, there are those people that can still survive, you know.
Well, anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is a couple of things. I know fewer, you know, more and more people are not getting a computer and using tablets. It's tough on in some businesses, but I saw a commercial recently where the mother said, "Oh, what are you doing on your computer?" to her daughter, and her daughter said, "What's a computer?" And she was just playing on an iPad and typing on it and everything. But one of the nice things about having a tablet, like I have, of course, I have my phone, which is a very small screen, and it's very tough to see, but what I like to travel with is my iPad, and I have that. I got it with the cellular option on it, so that in an emergency, if I can't get online or I need a bigger screen or something, I can just quickly turn on my iPad and use that as a basically as my computer.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But the other thing I was going to mention is just remember, if you have a tablet or a computer and you don't have internet connection, you can turn on your cell phone to be a hotspot, and it does take up a lot of data, but then you can connect your computer to your cell phone, and you know, I know we've talked about that a long time ago, but it does take up a lot of data, but boy, in a jam it works. And I had to use it this weekend because I was up in Ojai, California, where the fires had been, and you know, we didn't have they didn't have internet service yet at their house.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was wondering, I know that there was a time when not all cellular providers allowed tethering. Has that...
I think that's pretty much come and gone.
Okay. Got it.
So I know my Verizon account allows me to do that. When I set up my... so I have my phone set up, and I also have my tablets because they both allow tethering through a Wi-Fi hotspot. If you're... on your Windows laptop, you can go in and say that this connection is a metered connection, and it will omit doing all the little background things that Windows likes to do when it gets a network connection. So it'll conserve your bandwidth substantially. I don't know if there's something similar on a Mac, but it won't do all the, you know, are there updates and download 5 gigs of updates over your hotspot connection.
Oh, okay. Well, what I did was I plugged my computer into my phone, and you know, using the USB rather than using it as a Wi-Fi hotspot, I used it as a tethered with the USB port, and it was actually pretty good. I was surprised.
Yeah. I was curious because I've never tried it that way, and I was always curious whether the performance is a little bit better, you know, if it's like a wired tether situation.
I would think it's better.
Yeah.
Only because wired is typically faster than wireless.
Yep.
But I did not test it. So anyway, I just want to remind people that, you know, if for some reason they don't have internet at their house, there are ways to get around it, even though, you know, without having to use your tiny, tiny screen on your cell phone. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So I had a couple questions for you. Is there a phone app on your iPad? On your cellular enabled iPad? I mean, can you like make phone calls on it? Is it just as easy as opening up a phone app and dialing, or
just with Skype?
Uh-huh.
Skype,
so,
and we have Cisco Jabber at work. Jabber.
Uh-huh.
I haven't used it on my iPad, but I know I can put it on my iPad.
So cellularly enabled tablets do not have a phone device, phone app.
My Verizon one does.
Does it?
Yeah. So if they call it Verizon Messaging Plus or something like that. And so I have that running on both my devices, and I can answer my cell phone call or make a cell phone call from my tablet as if it was my cell phone.
Okay. And does it still use an analog or, I mean, does it use the same infrastructure for communication?
Yeah, they're both 4G devices.
Okay.
And, this, and the tablet's 4G only. It doesn't do 3G at all.
Okay, got it. And then the other question ties really well into that, Donna. Do you ever use the, what is it, calling over Wi-Fi on your iPhone?
I have.
Yeah? And have you had pretty good luck with that?
I have.
Yeah?
I used it when I was in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
I would call my mom from Norway over Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. I get strange stops and starts when I use that feature. And at first, you know, I was only doing it over my, like, 7 meg DSL at home, and I was thinking that it must have been, you know, because of that, you know, just the DSL wasn't good enough. But then I was, like, at a client's, you know, where I was on 50 meg Xfinity or something, and it was doing the same thing. It was just, you know, kind of doing that, you know, just completely cut out. Or I was getting delays, you know, and the other person, what the other person was saying, and it was just kind of, I don't know, that's super irritating for me because I have a hard time paying attention anyway. And when it starts doing that, I'm like, I can't pay attention to this. So
I haven't used it very much, but I have used it in a pinch, especially when traveling like that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm trying to remember, I think I used some sort of a, like when I went on my Europe adventure a few years ago, I used some sort of a digital
WhatsApp
phone.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know if I've
used WhatsApp to make phone calls.
Yeah, you may be right. That may be what I was using. Oh, no. It was called TrueCall or True Phone. That's what it was called, True Phone. Yeah. But anyway, I was just curious whether that's worked for you or not. So
the other thing I heard recently, I saw an ad that Verizon is selling unlimited data again. I don't remember if that it had been happening lately.
They are selling it or they aren't?
No, they are.
I think they are again.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw an ad for it. So I was really surprised, curious about what the cost is for that. But anyway, I just wanted to call and say hey. And
all right. Well, thanks so much.
The show.
Yeah, we'll make sure I give her a number right after we get off the phone with you.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK 963-2976.
Call and we will fix for you.
Yes.
So I'll even remote into your computer.
Yeah.
And I won't delete your documents.
Yeah. So. Or lock your iPhone.
Yeah. Exactly. That was some scary stuff last week.
Yeah.
Locking of iPhones. So let's see what are some other stories. Oh, I wanted to ask you, what is Google Home? Do you know? Is that the home control system? Like where you turn lights on and off?
I think it's what's kind of like Alexa. So there's all kinds of stuff you can do with it.
Yeah. Now, Alexa is Amazon, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, Alexa is Amazon.
That's the thing. I keep getting those.
So you have Alexa, Amazon. You have, I think Apple is doing their own thing with Siri.
Okay.
I saw something about that a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a little Siri box that you put. Mm-hmm. I think they're calling it a Siri pod or something, or a pod.
Yeah.
And then you have Google Home, which is a little box that you say, and you say, hey, Google. And
yeah, we know about that.
So, by the way, your grandson loves thrash metal.
Okay.
Because I was like, hey, Google, play thrash metal. And it started playing thrash metal, and he was pretty much enjoying it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there is nothing more darling. And, you know, I know that as soon as he gets articulate enough, my grandson, as soon as he gets articulate enough to where Google can actually understand him.
He's close.
It's not going to be fun anymore. Or funny anymore. But
no.
he will say, hey, Google, play What Does the Fox Say? And if he was a little bit more articulate, man, we would be listening to that song all the time. So it's, I was just, so they were basically saying that this bug in the Google Cast devices and Chromecast and Home slowing down, they're basically just crashing people's routers and they're having to reboot the router to get it back up and going. And so it's... It's a little bit of a problem. So they're saying bugs are unavoidable.
So. But then you get to the question of, is it a bug or a feature? This one's probably a bug.
This is true. Yeah. If only it would attack the hackers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it brings your network to a crawl, so it should slow the hackers down a little bit at least.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So, have you been following this whole cardboard box drama going on around the Nintendo, the new Nintendo?
The Switch?
Yeah. Have you been following all that?
No, it looks like an interesting gaming console, but mm-hmm. other than that, I haven't looked at it very closely.
Is it the gaming console that looks like a little cell phone? Is that what, I mean?
Well, it's like a tablet size thing. It has its own screen and has these little controllers mm-hmm. you can snap onto it, or you snap it into its docking station to take the controllers off of it, and it'll go on the TV. And
mm-hmm.
looks like an interesting console, but I haven't looked at it any further than.
Got it. I'm just looking at an article about Nintendo unveils something called Labo, a DIY cardboard kit for the Switch. Nintendo, riding high off of record-shattering sales of its Switch gaming console, on Wednesday announced an out-of-the-box addition to the family, Nintendo Labo. With its Toy-Con creations, Labo could rewrite the script on the way gaming companies expand their audience to the children's market. It's a do-it-yourself cardboard kit, offers 5 different Toy-Con projects kids can use to learn and interact with the Switch. So, and it's definitely targeted towards the young man that they show using it. It's probably 7 or 8 years old. So I think they're trying to kind of prime their audience, maybe. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how old I was when I got my SNES.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's probably about 7. 6, 7, or 8.
Here, I'm going to date myself. I'm trying to remember how old I was the first time I played Pong. Which was an epic game, I'll have you know.
Oh, I'm certain.
Yes.
I know, I have an Atari disc that has like 80 or 90
games.
Games that have been
reported for
PC.
I've actually kind of wanted to get one of those because, you know, the one I used to play that I thought was really fun was a game called Tank.
Uh-huh.
And you know, just had 2 little joysticks, and you learn all about how to drive a tank by, you know, doing that. And
moving your hands back and
back
forth.
Back when tanks were politically correct, I guess. So, yeah. Anyway, give us a call, 970-963-2976, and we will help you fix your broken device, your computer.
All right.
Your phone, maybe.
So, do you see the email Gavin sent us over the weekend?
Oh, I forgot all about that. Recap that for me.
So, someone is pretending to be Xcel Energy and calling
businesses.
And saying that, hey, we're Xcel Energy. Your payment didn't, you know, happen, and we're going to shut you off in the next hour
mm-hmm.
if you don't pay us. And then they're using odd payment methods. I mm-hmm. can't remember which ones they are off the top of my head.
Green Dot Monkey Card.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever the heck that is. I mean, how Green Dot had to get any more sketchy sounding, I don't know. But anyway, it's the reason I didn't file that under talk about it on the show was because I blasted that out on Roaring Fork Swap
mm-hmm.
right after I heard it. Right after I got it from Gavin, and I've been kind of doing that because I just want, I mean, Roaring Fork Swap is like 24,000 or 27,000 members these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, my whole thing is, it's like, I just don't want, anybody to get
scammed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
by these things, you know, so
really they should listen to GeekSpeak more often. So
yeah, exactly. But you know, so, yeah, I basically post these things and, you know, then at the very bottom just put a very modest little statement that says this announcement brought to you as a public service by Louis the Computer Guy.
So, uh-huh.
Anyway, if they want to call me and have me talk to the Indians from Xcel Energy that are calling them, we can do that. So, actually, I got a text from Donna. She was asking about other ways to sell stuff locally besides Roaring Fork Swap. You sell stuff online at all, Matt?
No, although I have some all-in-ones that I want to part out, and I'll probably give my hand at eBay. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say some beachfront real estate in Florida that you want to sell me.
No, not in the real estate market.
You're too young to understand that joke. That's
no, I think there's some scams. Yeah.
It used to be a thing. Yeah. They're usually Nigerians trying to sell you beachfront property in Florida. You know, I have played around with Let Go a little bit, but I don't know if there's enough of a local presence, enough people locally doing Let Go, because I posted something on Let Go, and 2 months later, I got a message from somebody in Salt Lake City asking if the piano was still for sale. I was selling basically trying to help my parents sell their acoustic piano,
mm-hmm.
and which are not super easy to get rid of. So somebody from Salt Lake City basically said, "You still got that piano?" And I'm just like, I mean, how does this even work? I mean, you drive all the way from Salt Lake City to...
It's only 6 hours one way.
Yeah, exactly.
So you drive in Friday, mm-hmm. ski Saturday, pick up the piano Sunday, and drive back.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess.
Yeah.
Little vacation and get a piano.
There you go. So, you know, I don't know. When's the last time you ever used Craigslist there, Matt? Have you ever used Craigslist?
You know, every once in a while I'll go on there and see what they have for used cars in the area, and mm-hmm. that's about it.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how Craigslist makes their money?
No. How do they make their money?
So they sell ads for certain rental properties. So if you're in a certain market...
Mm-hmm.
To post a Craigslist rental listing, it costs a certain amount of money.
Oh, that's right. There are certain things you have to pay for. I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Well, it's funny you should mention rental listings because, you know, as worldly as I am, I came really close to getting scammed on Craigslist. And, you know, I guess it's just a classic case of no matter how on your toes you are, you know, or how vigilant you want to be, if somebody hits you in the right spot, you know, like my wife and I were looking for a new place to live a number of years ago, and I'm looking through the Craigslist, you know, for rent listings, and this one comes along, and it's just, I mean, immaculate apartment, brand new paint, modern design, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, you know, 2-car garage, everything you could possibly want. There was some other like ridiculously attractive thing about it. It was $1,550 a month in Glenwood Springs,
mm-hmm.
right in Glenwood Springs. And I was, you know, I'm like all gung ho. I'm like, oh, we got to check this out. We got to hurry. You know, this sounds like a great deal, you know? And what do you know? First thing they do is they take you to a website to fill out an online credit application, which Ooh. Asks for all of your delicate, sensitive information. And the problem is when you hit submit,
it's out there.
It goes to the aforementioned Nigerians or somebody, not to disparage Nigerians in particular, but, you know, anyway, it basically goes somewhere other than to a party who's renting an apartment in Glenwood Springs, and next thing you know, your bank account gets broken into. And so if there's anybody out there that's looking for a place to live and they happen to see one of those ads on Craigslist, just saying.
Be diligent.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's asking for too much information,
yeah,
don't give it to
them. Well, it's just like anything else. If it sounds too good to be true, well,
it probably
you know the
is.
Rest of that sentence, yeah. So
yeah. We have a few more minutes. 963-2976.
And so far, other than our foreign correspondent, Donna Dalton, calling in, we're getting shut out here, and which means that Matt and I will go to bed tonight with too much knowledge in our heads once again. And we all know how painful that can be. So give us a call. I've been doing upgrading my MacBook to High Sierra during the show today. It's almost done.
Oh. Yeah, you've been able to do that successfully?
I'm on the final stretch.
All right. Yeah, so. I haven't. My laptop hasn't been able to do it yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, it gets stuck and says it can't access the hard drive and then errors out.
Wow.
So.
All right. We got a call.
All right. You're on with the geeks.
Hi there. I have 2 questions.
All right.
Okay, one, I have an HP ProBook that I put Windows 10 on, and it seemed like it ran about a month or two, and then it completely locked up the whole computer. I don't want to spend $150 getting it, you know, to run again, but it's just I can't go in, out, escape. It's just locked. And I don't know. I did download it from the internet, Windows 10. And then I did receive a call not too long after that offering me to unlock it for, like, I don't know, $175. And I, in no certain terms, told them, you know, don't ever call me again. Because I know they're the ones who locked it up.
Yeah. No, are you
so
saying
I'm
that?
What the chances are of how do you undo HP regular PC with the Windows?
Well, it sounds like there's some sort of ransomware on there.
Are you saying that the message that you're getting is actually saying your computer's been locked, you have to send us money? Or is
No, they called me one time and they said, you know, I don't know, like whatever the verbiage was, it's like a year ago, the service, we could help you. They didn't say unlock, but they said something about help you.
See, I'm going to bet that, like that they got lucky that you maybe, because quite honestly, I would say that, I don't know, maybe 5% of all Windows 10 upgrades encounter some sort of a bump in the road. Some of them, a lot of them resolve all by themselves over the course of the next couple of days. That's been my experience. I don't know what you've been
seeing. It's been a year.
Yeah. But,
locked up.
Yeah, I would say chances are, you know, maybe drop that thing by, like, to the software store in Glenwood Springs and usually for a very nominal.
What's the software store?
It's,
where's that?
It's down by Subway Restaurants across from McDonald's.
Are you talking about Micro Solutions?
No,
we're not. We're talking about the one.
It's right in between Subway and Roaring
Fork Liquors.
Yep.
Yeah. And he is really a great resource for that kind
Roaring
of stuff.
Roaring Fork Liquors and Subway. Oh,
yeah. It's called The Software Store.
Oh, a little Okay, so yeah. It's called, what is it called?
The Software Store.
So, yeah, drop it by there, and he usually, for a very nominal fee, will get a failed Windows 10 upgrade fixed for you. And
okay, great.
So.
Well, I want to sell it, and I barely ever used it, but it is 2009.
Yeah.
The 2009 HP ProBook that I've never hardly loaded in.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get going pretty soon here.
But, okay, well, thanks for the call. Have a good one.
That's it.
All right. Take care.
Bye. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.